Welcome, Tyndale. Welcome to Abide, week 7. I am the vine. John chapter 15. I'm so glad you're here and that you've carved out this time in your day to be with God, to let everything else be set aside, to go into, as Jesus says, your closet and close the door and rest. And so find that safe place in your home or wherever you are to sit or to lie down. Bring that blanket to your lap or around your shoulders. Light that candle, because this is a sacred time. This is a time to rest. It's a time for us to take a break from all the demands and the worries and the cares and fall into the arms of our Savior. God is our refuge. God is our strength. God is an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way, the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. So as you get settled in your seat, in your posture for prayer, receive this word that God extends to us to be still right in the midst of papers, chores, demands, busy schedules. When the waters roar and the mountains quake, God says, be still. And so that's what we're practicing now. We're going to just sit and be still right in the midst of life, of the chaos of our circumstances, or even maybe to the internal chaos within. So we'll take a nice deep breath in and out. And again, breathe in and out. And I have this simple little breath prayer for us today. It goes a little something like this. Breathing in, I calm my body. Breathing out, I smile. Dwelling in the present moment, I know this is a wonderful moment. For us again. Breathing in, I calm my body. And breathing out, I smile. Dwelling in the present moment, I know this is a wonderful moment. Father, as we settle into this moment and declare it good and live in it and soak it in, we just want to offer gratitude at this time. And the practice today of gratitude will be about what beings need to survive, to live. It's very simple. Each living thing needs water, food, and shelter. And so we're going to sit with you, God, our Father, our Sustainer, and our Provider, and notice this in our lives. So we'll begin with shelter. And I invite you to think about the place that you live. Whether it be an apartment, a house, a condo. I want you to think about the walls that you live in. The place you sleep, the room in which you eat, the hallways in which you walk, just be reminded of the shelter from the storm. The space that you have to come to be held from the environment and the exterior world, that you have this shelter physically. Just thank God for your particular shelter. I'll give you a minute to do that. Father, you provide us with food that we can go to the grocery store or even order groceries to be brought to us. Fruits, vegetables, grains, cheeses, sweets. We have so much. And so, God, may we take this minute to thank you for the food that you provide for us morning, noon, and evening. How good it tastes, how we get to enjoy it with others. Whatever comes to mind in this minute, as we bring our gratitude to God for food. water, Lord. Oh, water. There's nothing like it. To the taste, for the cleansing, that we have it at our fingertips, and that it's clean, and there's an abundance. Father, may we scan the hours of our day, how often we use water, and may our hearts well up in gratitude for water. Thank you for providing for each one of us these necessities of shelter, food, and water. May we be reminded that you are all around us, above us, below, within, and all around. We see it in these daily provisions. Praise you, provider, sustainer, and nourisher of our lives today. As we move into the scriptures of John 15, I just want to gently remind all of us that as thoughts come to our mind and things that we did last night or things we're going to do later today, that as those continue to come, just notice them. And then allow them to rest at your sides, reminding those demands that it's not time right now for that. But right now, the time is to be at the feet of Jesus, to soak in his love, his word, his stillness. The branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. Allow these words to wash over you in the stillness. I am the vine, and you are the branches. If you remain in me, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now, remain in my love. Jesus, thank you for this image of the vine and the branches. It's so simple and it makes so much sense, and yet we still have a hard time figuring out how this works for each one of us. We can look at a vine and we know if it's alive because it's connected to the roots. And when it's connected, it naturally grows and blooms and bears fruit. And I'm always amazed how each plant bears fruit in a different way. Some bear fruit very quickly, others it takes a long time. My dear friend that's part of a farmer family, she grows ginseng and it takes 4 years to grow. Wow. Lord, we see in this passage that our only job is to remain in you. And the fruit you will develop, it will naturally occur. And yet, we seem to want to speed through and create many fruits and of many varieties in our own time. And we're reminded in this passage that you are the source. You are the one that develops the fruit and chooses what the fruit is, how long it takes to develop. And that is your job. Our job is to remain, to abide. And so I ask each one of us today, what helps us to remain in your love? What are those things, those practices, those people? Stay connected to you. So we're going to spend a minute now talking to Jesus, the vine, about what helps us stay connected. Like a branch that is thrown away and withers. How often do you feel withered and weary, frazzled, exhausted? Jesus, you've given us a pace of life that has rest, and yet we choose to do more. We desire the fruit more than we desire remaining. Father, we are a people that move quickly, fast-paced. We are a people that fill every nook and cranny and space in our lives. And yet, I believe that to remain in you, we need to stop. We need to say, whoa, slow down. We need to make space. Would you help us with this again today? This is your design. Father loves you, and you love the Father. And as you stay connected, you bear much fruit, Jesus. And so it is with us. Those things we talked about that guide us to remaining, that help us to remain in you. reminded of this life that lives in and through us and loves us. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. I'm going to have us return to that breath prayer we started with. I believe it to be a tool in my life to help me remain, to slow down, to become more deeply aware of each and every moment, and to trust that each moment you are in and with me, and to trust that my life, the offering of my life, the fruit of my life is in your hands, Father. I give that to you. And so practice with me once again, breathing in. I calm my body. Breathing out, I smile. Dwelling in the present moment, I know this is a wonderful moment. Dwelling in this moment, in this present moment, I know this is a wonderful moment. Jesus, teach us what it means to remain. Teach us what it means to dwell in the moments we're in, all the many moments of this day ahead. May we be brave to slow our thoughts, slow our bodies, and become aware of you, your love for us. And live through that life, that life force. And so we close our time saying together, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, as it is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Go in peace, my friends, and take this quiet space and bring it with you into the next part of your day, and then the next, and the next. Take it with you, the quiet thread of remaining in the love of God, the true vine.